Egypt's new vice presidents are, we'll tell you who. Another mission station in Nigeria is under attack, and we'll tell you what a rescue program can do in the Dominican Republic. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Egypt's first ever democratically elected president, Mohamed Morsi, may make history again. Although he's an Islamist, he says he's appointing a Christian and a woman as vice presidents. Sat7 Farid Shamir says despite the show of goodwill,
there is a lot of fear also about seeing the same violent acts against Christians, but this time with legal coverage.
Sat7 is a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Their programs are bringing much-needed perspective.
Fear is not really logical, but when we give some logic and some biblical facts, it helps a lot to ease the fear down a little bit.
Even though the gospel's spreading, uncertainty keeps the jitters alive.
Pray for protection for the staff and the facilities, for wisdom for the producers and presenters to speak the truth, and also have the windows for faith and the windows for people to breathe the word of God from.
Next, missionaries working with Christian Aid Mission are under attack again in Nigeria. The five believers have seen a great deal of success as they've been sharing the good news with the Muslim population in Kaduna. But Christian Aid reports the village is now under attack by Boko Haram. Some staff have been moved out, but more funding is needed to move the rest. Muslim converts are safe, but there are basic needs to be met. Help these brothers and sisters in Christ at our website. This is Mission Network News. Children in the Dominican Republic woke up this morning to go to work in dumps with their parents. Lots of these kids go barefoot, but Howie Hooper with Orphan's Heart says that's how they make a living.
Whether it's plastic bottle caps, iron, cardboard, any of these things that they collect, and then they in turn can sell for a few dollars a day. And so it's just heart-wrenching to see where you see 5-, 6-, 7-year-old children that are out there.
Orphan's Heart partners with a pastor in Cienfuegos Children's Center to rescue these kids.
Whether it's regular school subjects that he tries to work with them, Bible stories, of course, he does that. But also, he's able to give a hot meal to each of those children.
Orphan's Heart is also sending in mission teams to help.
We take down school supplies. That's a huge need.
Your donation or involvement in a mission trip brings a rescued child hope and the gospel. We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, when you think of solutions to world hunger, your first thought probably isn't flip-flops. But Food for the Hungry's Andrew Crawford says footwear has a domino effect on hunger. When kids walk barefoot on soil, parasites easily enter their bodies.
And then these worms, they hijack a child's nutrition, which is delivered into their frail bodies through what little food they do eat. And then they become a leading contributor to global hunger and malnutrition.
FH is holding deworming clinics all over, but there's still a problem.
As we have traveled through Africa, Latin America, and Southeast Asia, it really is very rare to see children wearing anything on their feet.
So FH is partnering with the shoe company Godfeet. FH will do deworming, and Godfeet will provide shoes for kids in Burundi this December.
Our partnership is really about spreading the gospel message of Christ and addressing hunger and human poverty together.
Find ways to help at missionnetworknews.org. And U.S. military chaplains are gearing up for the 4th of July by requesting tons of military Bible sticks. Faith Comes By Hearing has been making these MP3 players that recite the New Testament for about 5 years. They had a positive dilemma this month of too many requests and not enough Bible sticks. 5,000 churches came together to meet this need and give spiritual encouragement to U.S. troops. Your church can help. Find out how at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Can I ask you to make June a time to pray for Russia and the former Soviet bloc nations? To help you, Russia Ministries wants you to have a free set of beautifully designed note cards. Use these cards to pray about their work. Learn how you can get involved in it and correspond with family and friends. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.